So open lines is what we do, and we've got a bunch of calls on a variety of topics. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to D in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, D?
DK Gator, what's going on? How was the holiday weekend, homie?
It was all right, D. It was all right.
You eat good?
Kind of busy. Pretty busy.
Did you eat good?
Did you eat good, though?
Yeah,
you know, I always eat well, DJ. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Hey, that's good to hear. Hey, man, a couple quick points. If the Detroit Tiger pitching staff, and I don't want to be negative, if the Detroit Tiger pitching staff don't learn how to keep that ball in the ballpark, bro, we're going to be in trouble in the playoffs with them heavy hitters we're going to have to face. I'm talking about starters, relievers, closers. We got to learn how to keep that ball in the park, bro. We're giving up homers at alarming rate.
D, it's honestly, it's an issue, and while they have the best record in the American League, they have the best record in the American League, and they've hung on to that, and yet there are problems that are very legit. I mean, I think it's, you know, the idea that they can pitch better, we know they can, but this has been going on. I don't know, is it getting close to a month? They've had a team ERA for their starters over 4. I mean, it's just, man. I don't even know who they're supposed to start in the postseason.
And it's no help down in the minors. I mean, it's just, hopefully we can get it together. I don't want to be negative.
That's
hopefully.
It. They just got to find that best version of themselves. Mr. Fetter, you have work to do.
Another point, bro. You are a hell of an analyst, DK, on the radio. I'm going to give you your props, bro. But what's going on with college football players exposing their knees like they do?
I don't know.
I mean,
they're basically wearing shorts. They're wearing shorts.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Don't they got to protect their knee in some kind of way?
One would think, and basically they're just, you know, the thigh pads, the knee pads, the skill position players don't like them.
Well, I think it restricts the running or limits to how quick they can be, and it's uncomfortable, and those are the reasons. And I don't think they're smart reasons.
No. 248-539-9797. Sherry is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey.
How? Well, we have a story. Dropped our son off at Central and brought his sister with us, which you would think would be a good thing. He was by himself. Nobody else was there yet. We stayed all day, took him out to lunch, did everything we could possibly do, got books. And then we thought, okay, we really need to leave. And you could tell he didn't want us to leave. And it was only Central, so it definitely wasn't Connecticut or any place far. But our daughter, I think at that time, 10th grader, she cried for like an hour on the way home in the car. Yeah. I mean, my husband and I are trying to keep it together. She's bawling like a baby. You would have thought he died. I think it was like a half hour after she kind of started to calm down. He called, was having a great time with some guys, and everything was great. But it was definitely an emotional experience. And if it wasn't for our daughter, the Central thing, not a big deal. He was doing fine. But when your other kid is bawling her eyes out, that made it a little worse.
Sherry, same thing happened to us when we left the house Sunday morning. Our daughter, who's a junior in college, saying goodbye to her little brother, was bawling. And I'm like, oh, no. No, 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 no,
no, no, no.
No,
no, no. We're on our way out of here. No, no, no. We got 10 hours to go.
I know. And it starts everybody else getting so emotional.
You would literally buy them almost anything they want at that. But you're so vulnerable as a parent. Sherry, thank you. And I'm glad he immediately acclimated.
You getting that dog?
He's the one that wanted the dog.
I know you can't do that.
But, I mean, I'll give you an example. We drove past a Nike outlet. Can we stop? Can we stop that? Yep.
Yep, yep. What if he knows that, like, anything,
dude,
at this point?
You're so vulnerable. 248-539-9797. Matt is next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Not much. Enjoying my drive. College football, a few teams. So Alabama, dead. I don't think they're a threat to anyone. Michigan, they played really well, and I think I talked to you, Gator, yesterday. I want to see how Bryce deals with pressure coming from Oklahoma, because New Mexico is a nobody. So I want to see how he does against a really good team. Oh, I'm not a really good team. A good team. Before I say, you know, he's really good. And then the Ohio State game, I got so tired when I was watching it. Every time Arch Manning did something, they always brought up Peyton or Eli or Archie. Like, he's just talked about the trio and not even, like, his own dad.
That was unbelievable to me. I brought that up yesterday, that I could not believe that everything they said was about the uncles or the grandfather or even the kid's mother. And they gave, like, even said, he got those wheels from his mother, you know, his mother, and they list off his mother's accomplishments. I'm like, his dad was a wide receiver. You want to mention his name? Hello, Cooper Manning is his father.
Yeah, I'm sure if they would have kept going, they probably would have brought up his priest, his school teacher. Yeah, right.
I mean, look, they're trying to appeal to the non-football fan and draw in interest, so they're giving whatever they can come up with. That you know, he once said he'd like to throw the ball to Travis Kelce, who's engaged to Taylor Swift. You know, like, anything you can to bring in the non-football fan, but I get it. I you know,
his name does alone.
There are storylines that get recycled and you get bombarded with. And it's just part of being a sports fan, and you know it. And everybody has their ones that drives them crazy. As far as Bryce is concerned, Bryce Underwood, Brent Venables is the head coach at Oklahoma.
Yep.
Brent Venables has made a name for himself in college football as being an elite defensive mind. Brent Venables is going to throw the kitchen sink at Bryce Underwood. If Bryce Underwood passes this test on the road, national TV, it's a whole different deal. But, I mean, the first one was a quiz, and he passed it, I'd say, with flying colors. But it was a quiz. This is a midterm, and it's tough, and you got a week to prepare, and the athletes are going to be different. The defensive coordinator, I mean, New Mexico's DC was a guy that's been around coaching football for 20-plus years at the collegiate level. But he's not Brent Venables. And so this is... There's a whole different animal coming up on Saturday night, and we got a whole week to preview it, but we'll get into it a little bit as the day goes on. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Let's hit our Twitter poll. It's Lions related. We have three options, and they're all getting a lot of votes, and we'll tell you what it is and get your comments on it, and we'll take phone calls on it as well. We'd love to talk to you on this Tuesday on Carson Anderson. We'll get to that Twitter poll at 1031 on 97.1 The Ticket.